Hello, everyone. Happy Q Day. Happy Q Day. So we have an exciting show today. I'm so excited. Been waiting for this. So, Zosha.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Oh
some
my
people,
gosh.
Let me just state, some people might know me as Suzanne from New York. So
that's
go
right.
ahead, Lauren.
That's right. So, Zosha, let me ask you a question. So,
I'm ready.
What do you think Jesus, what would Jesus do if he was invited to a no pants party? I mean, he did wear a robe. I mean, do you think he'd come?
Let's ask him. Let's invite him in.
I think
Hi,
he'd know. Hi, Q.
Did he run?
That's how we're going to start. That's how we're going to start this. You guys worked all, you worked all week on this. All week you had to work.
2 weeks.
This.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. That's right.
However, Q, we're wearing skirts. We found the loophole in the invitation.
That's right. So, Q. What you doing there? Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready. Always am.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Okay. So I'm so, oh my gosh. So did you want to say something?
Go, Lauren.
Okay.
Not now. Terrified to talk now.
So Zosha and I, so we have some questions for you, and I'm just so excited that you're here with us, and we want to really get some good information out to everyone today, to the audience. I can speak for myself. We've been waiting for this, so excited. So our topics today, we're going to be love and sexuality, and the higher frequencies, higher realms, omnipresence, and Mary Magdalene. And anything, twin flames, anything else, you know, that we want to play with. So I'll just go ahead and start. I'll just go ahead and start it. So Q, can we all agree that we know each other? Like, I know Zosha and I share light. We know that we have been sisters. We are sisters and we share light. So is there anything that you want to share with us on that topic?
I would agree with that.
Okay. All right.
Keep going though. I'll dig in with you, but keep going, please.
Okay. All right, Zosha, you're up. Go fish.
Thank you. We just love you so much. We're so honored you're with us. Thank you endlessly. Thank you. And Lauren, you're going to mention to put the children away, perhaps.
That's right. Yes. Thank you.
No problem. Q, we're so excited to ask you the following, and you teed it up perfectly last week when you sang One Foot in Hell by Queensryche. One of the lines is, and Mary was more than a whore. So that's the first dot. I want to share with you three dots, and maybe you can weave them together. So the second dot, it's been discussed that Mary, or Miriam, helped Jesus grow his light through intimacy and sexual union. And dot three, you've also stated orgasms lead to ascension. Can you combine these three and expand some information for us? We know there's way more to the story.
Okay. Let's see. Hang on just a second here. The context is generalized so that we will understand what happens to us with the words I've used. But what if we have you ask me the same question with a little more information?
What did you mean by the lyric? What was meant by the lyric that Mary was more than a whore? And the context could be perhaps in the church. I grew up in the Roman Catholic Church and always observed that they had Mary. They discussed Mary versus other Christian traditions. But she wasn't in the Trinity, so it reminded me of your lyric. There's more. She was more than that, or not even one, but okay. Does that help?
The orgasm statement. Yeah, I'd like you to separate the orgasm statement, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so when we don't understand boundaries before here, because we would know all with our union and our relationships. So it's not thorough enough, our words, to explain our union. When we're not here, there's no doubt of who we're going to be in a union with, and we would not have physicality, though. So being here, the reason Mary was so prominent 2,000 years ago is because she understood nobody had love and affection, because she wouldn't understand when she loves, there's no boundaries. If you look at Lucia Nicola Evans, if she wants to give you her attention, she's not going to have boundaries. I guarantee you she's not running around with every person in the book. I'm saying that she's very thorough about her intentions. And that, yeah, and so that's that.
What you cut out for me. You left off.
Where'd I leave you at?
You left off where you mentioned Lucia is very thorough with her intentions.
She won't dishonor herself, and neither did Mary. She knows her heart leads the way in a human body. Well, that's just a mirror of spirit. So the light only knows perfect attention. There's no boundaries. So that's more or less what we see here in that song you mentioned, One Foot in Hell, is we don't go to the post office and get a hug, do we? We don't, when we go banking, when we do a business deal, no one's really happy to see us in most cases. There's really so Mary in those days would help me with the same thing, because we were at the end of the ascension cycle and duality is really kicking in, always does at the end of the ascension cycles here. Well, Mary didn't have boundaries per se, rules and regulations to who she would give attention to. And of course she's labeled for it, even though she wasn't a whore. But she would also know that she was authentic to herself. Even to this day, the mermaid is going to surround herself with love everywhere. Mm. I mean, I'm housing a Vietnamese ping pong team right now that's competing for the Olympics. She's going to give them love. She's going to, if I let her out of the house, she's going to go and adopt something. I guarantee you. So that's kind of what I mean. But please keep going. It's a great topic. I'm glad you're taking this on. Thank you for being so brave and loving.
Yeah, thank you. We're so excited for it. And for you sharing with us this truth. So it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful how you expressed it. Let me just go on to the next dot. More about Miriam and Mary, how she helped Jesus grow his light through intimacy, mm-hmm, and sexual union. There's so much black magic around the word sexual, sex, everything. But there's a reality to their physical intimacy. Can you talk more about that? And that combines to me with orgasms lead to ascension.
Right. So the short version, I'd love to keep working on this in the future. The short version is, if we could find ourselves sooner in our authentic state, there'd be no doubt what our partnership would be like. Our assessment so far is it's very difficult to find yourself here authentically, and then find your twin flame authentically, and then understand it and how to work with it, because it is very powerful. But I assure you, when you do, there's not a sliver of doubt whatsoever. So with procreation, it's nothing you've ever experienced in your life. I guarantee you that. So sexuality, that word destroys the words I just said. It's designed to destroy the words I said. And the brilliance of the light coming together to find their true relationships explains it perfectly when you do procreate, because the only purpose for procreation is creating more life. When you're with a light, your light, and you procreate per se, your affection is so authentic and your light grows, and you would now create more life in your perfect light. Mm-hmm. I hope that helps.
Oh, it's stunning. Stunning. Thank you so much. Lauren, I'll pass it to you. You want to add something on?
Yeah. I love that cue. Okay, so to dovetail into Zosha's question, you referenced twice last week on the shows, Miss Piggy is not a whore. I love Miss Piggy. And then the lyrics from the song. So I had an interesting experience the last show that we did, and then my call into you. It was being fun, our natural state, being fun and just playful. And I've always been someone who is just, a sensual or passionate. I just love. And I've always been like that. So since the last show, it hit me on like the Sunday after the right after the day after the show, all these, it just railroaded me with guilt, shame, accusation, oh, what a slut, what a whore. And I can't believe you said that on the call, and orgasms. So I could go on and on. So I was like, where is this coming from? I was feeling really good on the show and playful, but then all of a sudden, bam. So it caused me to take a deep dive into the story of Mary Magdalene. And, I grew up going to a Baptist Methodist church, and they didn't really talk about Mary a whole lot. I just know, Mother Virgin Mary and that story. So last night, it's really interesting, Q. Last night, I was like, I just did this deep dive. I was inspired to research and look up information on Mary Magdalene. And just the things that I found, on her, and, if it's true or not, I just wanted to ask a couple questions from my research. If that is okay.
Hurry up, please.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. All right. So
any question you want. That's why I'm here. Any question you want.
Okay. All right. So, there's something about Mary, right? Like there's a lot of Marys in the Bible. So did Mary Magdalene have a sister, or is it just Mary? Was it just Mary Magdalene? There you are. Okay.
We lost you, Q. Repeat your question, Lauren.
Did Mary Magdalene have a sister?
Multiple, yep.
Multiple, okay. All right. Well, then, then there's Mary of Bethany, who also had a sister named Martha, and a brother named Lazarus.
Okay, hold there real quick. Biological, no.
Okay. Which one, Mary Magdalene, but biological, no, or the Mary of Bethany, Martha, and is that what you're talking about?
You got to remember the light is going to come in to multiple bodies, but they're going to have a relationship. So Mary could, just like I am today, in multiple bodies at perceivably the right time, perceivably perceived at the same time, but not necessarily true. So the Bible will work very hard to compromise the real story in how we can, and a light being can come into existence in the human existence here. So we have to be a little careful with that. As an example, Ron Amatron is in the same body I am because he's inspired to be a healer and I'm inspired to be a teacher. Same thing, but now just put it in different bodies.
Okay. Zosha, is there anything you want to add to that?
Well, I was going to weave it into maybe to step out a little bit. Can you speak, Hugh, about the positioning of Mary and the feminine through the churches? Because as a young person, I felt, oh, well, the Roman Catholic Church talks about Mary. That's probably a good thing. But there's so much to that. So, I mean, we all know about religions. I'll just leave it there. Is there anything you can add to that about the positioning of Mary? Is it always to denigrate the feminine?
Well, why don't you ask her?
Oh, yay. Hi,
Yay!
mermaid. We were waiting for you.
We have roses for you.
Hi.
Yeah.
Sorry about my voice. I've been singing a little too loud. No. Beautiful topics. Yeah.
Yay.
So I think you guys know though. So her and her name and her memory was suppressed and eradicated from religion because the whole agenda was to keep us greatly out of balance with the masculine. They knew if they made the masculine in control of the planet that we'd be greatly out of balance and suppress the feminine, which is the peace and the love energy and all the divine feminine energies. So to keep the male role as the leader and the king and the savior and suppress her role, which was absolutely as equal in every way, you need both parts. So yeah, they suppressed the divine feminine, and then, as we know, all throughout history, the feminine was suppressed and always held down and beaten, and all the rest of it. So, that's what the church did. They rewrote it all, and they took her out of it, where she was his. She strengthened Yeshua with her divine energies and the way they worked together and their sacred sexuality. They strengthened each other, and they used it to bring more light in, as you guys might have been talking about.
Yes, we were. Keep going.
To for yeah,
Oh, they're
eternity.
playing with your mic
So yeah.
again. Mermaid,
Oh, are
they
they?
played with your mic again. But you were just at sacred sexuality, how they were, Jesus and Mary were with each other. Maybe you could just repeat the last two sentences you shared.
So they, I mean, you always need the both, you always need both sides for balance. So of course, to keep us out of balance, they took half the picture out of it, which was her, and then throughout history continued that with taking the feminine out and always suppressing us in history throughout the ages, the feminine, that is. But yeah, I think what you missed, I just was saying, in sacred sexuality, they would use their light to that they would use that as a tool to grow themselves and their consciousness and expand and expansion. And it is a very sacred, beautiful tool for that. But they made sure that what we were doing, that practice that we were using, they made sure to keep that a secret, absolutely. So I guess that would be why the Catholic Church, had all the rules against sexuality. The whole thing was suppressed and inverted and torn apart and made
Perverted too.
perverted and made to be everything that it's not. And essentially, in my opinion, it's just really sad because no one really knows what it's supposed to be. And women still now, even though we think we think it's different these days in the way of sexuality, it's still not really the right, it's still not really the right way in the highest honor of love a lot of the time, which is sad for me, but the church definitely is at fault for that.
A short version would be, if light beings are procreating, creating life, there's going to be more light wherever we go. That's all, that's what you can hang your hat on. So if we're just going to go through the process of having karmic relationships, is the goal with all the Bibles, as far as I can see.
That makes
That's
sense.
so beautiful. Lauren, may I add one more thing?
Please.
How do you see it moving forward? Because this all ties in with the homesteads and having a place for love, as Anastasia spoke, and all of you, both of the work you have shared in discussing this. And Mermaid just saying, sadly, now perhaps we still don't get it.
Well, as soon as I'm off on this call, I'll work on it, okay?
Practice makes perfect.
That's right.
So when did the classes start?
It's really important that the expression of ourselves with each other is what we're doing our best to explain. It's an expression of connection. And we make great, great time for each other. Nothing matters in time when we do connect at all the levels, whether it's talking, foot rub, a back rub, decision-making is great care, great time. We don't do anything quick to great pain for many individuals. If it doesn't feel right, we don't do it. Even if it's a green light, sometimes we don't go. All that stuff was what we're trying to explain.
Wow. Stunning. Go ahead, Lauren. I had a couple.
Okay. So I remember on a couple shows, I don't remember when it was, but Q, you mentioned that Ra, that was mermaid, was in the Samaritan woman at the well. And this is in the book, the Gospel of John. So is that referencing omnipresence?
Yes, there is. But you got to remember, most of these Bibles, all emerald tablets, Babylonian tablets, books, hieroglyphs, they're all going to have us in them. And then they'll steer, that there'll be a steering of facts. So one suggestion for us all is to learn the Egyptian information. And you can see how ascension really took a turn in a different direction towards the end of the Egyptian times. The reason I'm supporting that duration of the 2,000-year cycle is because there was a lot of exposed information. And that's why you can't see all of the civilization we have under the sand in Egypt. But it's there. The Mayan system is somewhere in there. Towards the end of that 2,000-year cycle, the Atlantean times, that one's the closest I've seen to what we're going through now. So we're very close to either augmenting our civilization genetically or understanding that there's no shortcuts to evolution.
Okay. Thank you. I have another question. Did Jesus and Mary Magdalene, you and Ra, did y'all get married and have children? Yeah, that's my question. In the Bible.
So even today, we don't believe in contracts. We would say we've always been married. And we had to fight it. We've had to fight it in this lifetime, too, so to speak. We just do not believe in a belief system that's not ours. So I'll let you fill in the blanks. We don't believe in any belief system that isn't ours, which is nobility to each other.
Okay. So, did y'all have any children?
Do I tell them?
Yes.
Please do.
The reason, the way we made children is different than we're able to create light in other bodies while being omnipresent. So we didn't necessarily see it that way because we're able to this day, I have to be careful here. We're able to bring a light being in a past relationship or a current relationship. Yes, we had lots of children. Now, whether they're able to sustain life in those days is really the question, because you're competing with the volume of intention the light being to have in a child that is in complete chaos. A lot of light beings will show up here. Let's see if I can figure one out here. A river. For this place, I'm out of here. I'd say Richard Pryor is one of them. Prince has no time for this place, things like that. So just because we're physically making a child, we don't see us making a child. We see us bringing in more light into a physical being. So forgive me for being too wordy on that.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Okay. Do you mean in that example, you wouldn't raise that child per se, but you brought them in here and perhaps granularly another family raised them?
We had the ability to touch you, and if you are pregnant, a light being would come through that vessel. And we wouldn't just procreate with that being. We would just touch him. That's how degraded this type of human has been since the last 2,000 years. You're getting some of it back. When I do some healing work, a while back, there was a man comes up to me in a wheelchair, paralyzed, and I touch him, and he's walking out the store. So I've had to watch myself bring in more light. There's no gender in the light. There's just more light. So it's difficult to comprehend if you're coming new to the story here, but we're able to transfer our energies into these human bodies, and the DNA genetic screwballs have made sure that you won't believe it or know it, and that's typically how we would spread our light, is just be involved and engaged with you.
Wow, we come in as waves.
It looks like waves for us. So again, I mentioned George Bush, and I'll go back. So when people say, "I can't believe he said that," that's actually to set everyone up, because that shows you how much judgment is there, me having a play date with my friends. So I'm being goofy to show you how much judgment there is. So probably not your best friend if they're saying, "I can't believe he said that," because that means they're focused on the past. Whereas we don't have that. "I can't believe he said that" hours later. Well, it's actually appropriate, so people will learn how the heart works versus the mind.
Right.
Okay, Zosha, brilliant. You go. Your turn.
Oh, there's so many. This goes off like spokes off of a wheel. Let me ask this just to start it. Would you say in the higher realms, or how would you describe perhaps the masculine nature and the feminine nature? It feels like a starting point if we're still not really understanding the higher frequencies of love. Could we start there with, I don't know, how does that feel to you, Q?
You're going to take my show over. We'll be here for days.
We've got loads of questions for you both.
So masculine and feminine is affiliated with here, though, because of the duality. This is unique to us too. Duality is what you have here. Outside of here, you don't have duality. Yin and yang is maybe the closest model, still incomplete. We flow together. Maybe a school of fish is really what we would be used to. So masculine and feminine is appropriate here because you do have segregation, not only of DNA and sex, male or female, and that's how you combine energies. But when you're at the other universes, galaxies, dimensions, you don't have this kind of separation with spirit, and or having to there's no way for us to really explain it. It's exclusive to here. Yes, there are many planets that have male and female, but this one is exclusive to, let's say, not knowing it when you're born. You don't have anybody teaching it in preschool and so forth. So it's exclusive to here, I would say. And I suppose there are other planets that grew out of it, but this one would appear, I would say, a little strong in not understanding female and male powers and how they're supposed to combine.
The image came to me as you have discussed before about a dolphin pod, how they swim around and they just touch each other. You mentioned their sensuality, and that's where it helps of seeing this from our spirit point of view, the Merkaba point of view versus the body.
Seals, dolphins, whales, the cat, all the cat people we've been, cats don't procreate every month, let alone every day. And they live in their own little clubhouse, and they all work together. But they, I assure you, they're extremely affectionate and extremely loyal to each other. And it, there's just this closer bond between feminine and masculine. Difficult to explain unless you can remember being one of those animals. I like the seals the most because nothing's going to stop them from playing all day.
What they don't, that's what they want least, the balance of masculine and feminine to be perfectly in balance on the planet. Hence why this strong agenda of all the gender bending and all the transgender stuff, it's just another, they can see the feminine rising and that balance is starting to occur with the ascension cycle. So that was just another, you know, tool and agenda to try to thwart us from having that divine feminine energy rising. They had to come up with another, you know, another agenda. So that's why that's been so strongly pushed in the last few years, just trying to keep us from that balance. Let's just introduce a third gender. that might work.
I was wondering if I could invent one. I was going to invent one.
And that is why people will get confused about this, because it's nothing about being homophobic or transophobic or whatever you might be called, with Trump bringing in these rules to abolish all this craziness with gender identity. It's not anything to do with that. He obviously knows the bigger picture here. We just need to find that beautiful balance of male and female, end of story, and not confuse it more.
Shouldn't we introduce being a furry? I want to do the furry thing.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's a good one.
Actually, Lauren, can I do one more? Because they teed it
Please.
Up perfectly.
Perfect. Go ahead.
So you mentioned, so funny, Mermaid. Thank you. So funny. You mentioned the cat families. So I looked up lions and lionesses and the way that they live, how the pride lives. And there's a few males and there's many more females. And the females even nurse each other's cubs. And you know this, I'm just reminding the audience. And when Lauren shared some of her research during the time of Mary, she mentioned, oh, during that time, people had multiple wives. And one more piece, Q, you wove in the Native American tribes to a caller last week and discussed how you just know who you want to be with. And in those traditions, there were many wives as well. So is this more the nature of how we will live in the higher frequency? Or is that how beings are living right now? More like a lion and lioness prides.
We would fit. Thank you very much. Beautifully done. Great study. That's pretty normal way a society lives in pockets. It's unusual to have this much population and dogma and karma here. We must remember, I encourage everyone, that 2,000 years ago, you remembered your last life in most cases, or you were at least getting there. Definitely in the Buddhist times, once you got in line, you're like, oh, I used to be a lion. I used to be a dolphin. I used to be an eagle. I used to be an elf. I used to be a tiny person. Now we don't have these memories. So get me on track again, if you don't mind. But for us, we love being in the cat families because it just feels so normal. It's just so authentic. You don't have ego. I might have fought for the mermaid here and there, but hey, it's her decision if she wanted to be with another cat, as an example, but the higher ecosystem doesn't really exist. Whereas here, the ego mind takes over and has jealousy, has fear, has doubt, insecurities. This is very unique for us to see insecurities.
And maybe that's the beauty of not having memories. You're just spontaneous to how you feel. Would you say I could see the beauty of not remembering something sometimes?
Yeah, I definitely remember the... Never mind, I'll keep that to myself.
Go fish, Lauren.
Okay. Well, Mermaid, I love what you said when you were talking about... The reason why Trump is doing what he's doing, it's not to point out, transgender or anything like that. It's to bring balance. And I noticed in some of my relationships, and I have great respect for my relationships because they taught me, I learned something. But I noticed that I felt like sometimes I had to lead. It was just, I'm like, oh, it's exhausting being the lead. Whereas it sounds like where we're going, it's balancing out more. It's going to be balanced out more. But with that being said, I mean, they've done programming on the women and the men. The men were programmed to, go out there and work and provide. And, the men had a lot of stuff going on too. And so I can see how, even with sexuality, I'll just say, in relationships, I always got the, well, it's been 3 or 4 days, honey, and we haven't had sex. And I'm like, oh God, like, here we go again. So it was a breath of fresh air when y'all said that the frequency of when you do merge together is less because it's so, it's just so different. So, with that being said, Mermaid, how was sacred sexuality taught in the days of Mary Magdalene and I guess now, if you could speak on that.
I think the people had a lot more of their abilities at that time. It's hard to say because, but if we're going to focus at Mary Jesus times, they had more abilities and more heart center, so that they would have understood it more anyway. As you say, now it really is, it's just this sort of mechanical job. And even like we examine this a lot and with lots of friends and people we know and, women I've spoken to over the years, friends, married women, etc. Even though everyone thinks they're lovingly doing just having a normal sexual relationship, it's still very much not honoring the woman. It's for some reason that's always this underlying job that it's the job that the man has a need that needs to be fulfilled, and it's the job, and that's the job. And it's like everyone pretends that's not what's happening, but that's what's happening. And that's why it's just so sad. And like so if you see the, oh, I was gonna, yeah, I suppose the cats aren't really an example of that right now with that. But yeah, it's back then they had more heart center, and I think they already understood it better, that it was about merging in complete love. It's spiritual before it is physical. There's no priority about someone needing to reach a physical goal for relief. That's like just not, that's not what it's about at all. It's first and foremost about being so in love with each other that you're merging, and then the bodies merge with that secondary. And I suppose that's what we were teaching, but I think it came more naturally back then than now, unfortunately.
Yeah, I would say as Tutankhamun, we were so young and we were working really hard without working very hard. We were advancing the understanding through a perfect peace that this is normal to have a relationship that is authentic with everyone, but we knew that there was only one we would actually spend 100% of our attention on. So that's what's lost here is my assessment so far.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Zosha, do you mind if I ask one
Go
more?
for it.
Okay. I have so many questions. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm gonna pop on over to Twin Flames, Mermaid and Q. Is that okay? We hang on
Sure.
there.
Anything, please.
Okay. All right. So one question. So do you have to hear someone's harmonics to know that they're your twin flame? If we're talking about, in singularity, do you, or can you just have this knowing?
May I start and you do the other
Sure.
one?
Yeah.
So I know she's here somewhere in all the bodies I've been in the, what you're calling the last 74 years, roughly, plus I know she's here. So, but she's a light being, not a she. I know, but I know she's here somewhere. And I found her in multiple bodies and had some kind of relationship with her. And it may not have stuck for whatever reason, because she's not completely aware of herself, or I'm not completely aware of myself. So for me, when I do find her in this body as Q, I know I got it right this time. If I just keep doing one-on-ones, I know she's going to show up, because I could tell the volume of light is growing in her, regardless of where her body is. I know it's growing, and I'm bringing more light into the planet. So eventually she calls one day and I go, holy shit, we're not going to survive, Ted Moore. Ted Moore, we're going to go down, man. And so, and she's not sure what to do with this. Okay. She's like, I'll tell you the details, but it's a fun story. One day I'll get it out there. We'll have to talk that one out. It's pretty fun. And so I recognize her. She doesn't recognize me, but she's completely knows she's got to pay attention to this woo-woo club thing, and something's going on here. But anyway, that's how it worked for me. I'll let her speak her spiel here.
Yeah, I don't know if it's essential to hear the harmonics, but that was.
We just knew there was something more out there. Something's missing from the past. Okay, where is it?
I've got an example. Like one friend of mine knows that she, her twin flame came to her in a dream long, long ago, before she even was all that spiritual or even knew the term twin flame. And he came to her in a dream, and he looked quite otherworldly, like human, but different. Like she's always, when she talks about the dream or would talk about him and how he looked and sounded, she's like, you know, he had these golden eyes that don't exist here, and just this pure love. He was coming to basically tell her that, that they wouldn't find each other in this life here now, but he's with her. And she can't even talk about the dream without crying, because she's so in love with that person. But she knew who it was by, you know, seeing him in the dream before hearing a word, and will always know in her core that was her twin flame communicating with her. And, you know, next time around, I'm sure they'll find each other, but maybe not this time. But he felt compelled to just touch her, and she has that to hold on to, you know, for her whole life now.
I would say the enlightening process, that model, BBS, I have outstanding signal, by the way. So if we get any more interruptions, you know what's up. The way I would see it is, as we get in here and we're starting to yearn for knowledge. So a lot of people start their spiritual club and their light wave movers club, and I'm a way shower clubs, whatever it is. They're doing that because they know something's missing in their life. Well, that's what the twin flame model is really built for, if you will. The Merkaba does that for you, is you're just doing your best to get back to your standard way of living, your standard way of life.
I wanted to just, there's something, I guess, that it's so hard to explain, but if I were to explain how the twin flame relationship is different, what unconditional love.
You cut out, Mermaid.
Yeah.
At unconditional love.
As I.
You cut out an unconditional love, Mermaid.
I heard the beep. I was like, oh, of course I got cut out. Oh God, and then it throws me off. I'm not that good at public speaking, so don't mind me.
I'm not either.
you're beautiful, both of you.
I guess. You're when it cuts me off, then it. So unconditional love, that's where I was, is that, so the way we feel about each other, you feel the way I feel the way about him as the way I feel about myself. So it's me. That's where we're at. So you can never feel anything but love. So it's actually quite hard to have that here, because it's hard to explain. You can't have you can never be mad at them. You can't actually be angry at them. You can't get, you can't be,
oh, really?
You can't be disappointed in them.
Jealous of them. It doesn't linger.
Think about at yourself. Yeah. Oh, it just, it's so fleeting because it's like it's yourself. You can't get jealous of yourself as an example. It's like impossible to, it's impossible to explain. Obviously I've had, you know, relationships prior, so we can all compare back and forth. It's just, it's you. So you can't, you can never have any of those, it's only ever unconditional love. There's nothing that the other could ever do to stop us loving each other. So there's nothing he could ever do to make me angry enough to leave or not love him anymore or be truly, really disappointed where I don't want to see you for that. You know how you can get with your partners or over time, over years. That would be the main difference. It's literally impossible. It's actually impossible. You just can't. So that's, I don't know how to articulate that in better words, but that is how it is different. Because you're one, how can you possibly be mad at yourself?
Yeah, maybe one example is you walk in the room, you'll know exactly where they sit with each other. It doesn't really, so if I just had a poor phone call and she walks in the room, she go, how bad was it? Not even knowing I was on the phone call. There's very, telepathy isn't the inaccurate term. It's incomplete. Our core can feel each other's core.
Yeah. So to explain that better, sorry, I feel like I just can't do the words just don't give it justice at all. So not to say you could never be upset with them. So if he did something to minorly upset me, it wouldn't be like a normal relationship where the woman has to figure out in her head, how am I going to bring this up without pissing him off? Okay. I've got to figure this out, how to talk this out without annoying him. You know how it is in a normal relationship, but I need to get this off my chest because he's upset me. We need to talk this out. I'm annoyed. I'm upset. So anyway, if something happens that I was upset with an action of his, I wouldn't have to do any of that deliberation because of that. Again, like he said, the telepathy is not the right word, but we'll use it because that's all I got. He'll already know that with one look at my face, and then he'll know, then he'll link what it was about. And then because of that, that complete compassion and love, the other already wants to fix what may be upsetting the other, because you're hurting yourself. When one's hurt, you're hurt. Like, so if I'm hurting, he's hurting. He needs to rectify it as much to help me as him, because we feel each other's every feeling. So that's what we mean when we say it's really tough doing being in a twin flame union on this planet, because there's so much emotion and there's so much duality. So you feel each other's ups and downs, which is so intense, because it's intense enough having our own emotions, let alone each other's. So just to explain that a little more.
I know the question they want to ask, but they're scared to.
Go ahead.
I know it all day long. So what's it like when you guys do it?
Yeah.
So what's it? I know you want to know.
Inquiring minds, so inquiring hearts want to know.
We want to know.
You want to know frequency? How is it?
Well,
come on, that's what she started with.
Asha said it once on the radio. She said you can't keep your hands off each other. We know that. I was like, no.
Yeah, that's keep her there. Yeah.
Oh, are you just stopping there?
I know. It is an amazing experience to finally be satisfied from your core, your light. And we just take great, great care to feel it through physicality is quite an experience. To further her words, this is a very emotional planet. So when the light comes in, and we had this conversation day one, I'm not sure twin flames can handle it here because we are so intense with each other. So when we do become very affectionate, the attention we have on each other, it keeps growing and growing. And that's why these words have been slowly and steady taken away from us, called climax. So if we're going to make love for a duration of time, it's usually quite a while because we really have great attention. So we're going to take great care of being with each other, and it will grow. The light will grow. The light will grow. The light will grow. And that's what's been taken away from the humanity, what an orgasm is, because we're just actually just really paying more attention, more attention, more attention. We ask ourselves, how do you know how to touch me? As an example, we know how to touch each other, and it doesn't stop. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. And there's no creativity to it. It's just a knowledge for one another.
Sting and his wife, Trudy, you guys might recall, used to talk about it. I think the media twisted his words as they twist everything. But we were in those bodies, and we were experiencing the same thing in those bodies as twin flames, and trying to explain and share that love. And it got all inverted and mixed up, and they used like terms like tantric sex and stuff aren't quite accurate, but I guess they were using the best terms they could to explain
it. They got dramatically edited.
It all got edited and twisted and stuff, but yeah.
Okay. That's beautiful. I hate to, we only have 2 minutes left, but
we need 1,000 more hours with you both. This is stunning conversation.
We'd love to have both of you back if you'd like to come back and play with us.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I can't wait to have a job.
This is beautiful. I hope show gets out to the, well, all your regular listeners hear this, because this is stuff people
no
want to hear.
No one's listening.
We got it. So no, do we need to plug this this show that the show, like, because what a beautiful show this was. This is, everyone always asks.
I'm the one in radio, not you.
Get this cue. Double Trouble.
With BBS.
Double Trouble got a second hour.
We have a second hour coming up in March. Double Trouble,
right before your homestead, and we'd love to weave in Anastasia's works with.
Well,
the homestead.
Invite 2 weeks. Is that okay?
Yeah,
yes, perfect.
Love it.
Yay!
Thank you so much. We love you dearly.
Love you both.
Well, you lady, such beautiful energy. I would love to chat again. That was really, really beautifully divine. Loved
it's
it.
Almost like they're our kids. Hint, hint.
Joe, but tell us all about it.
All right, you have fun.
Lots of love. Thank you.
Love you.
See you in a few minutes.
Bye.
Thank you.